This is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin. Coming up, an upset in the world of step. That's a dance involving synchronized claps, stomps, and steps traditionally performed by African-American fraternities and sororities. But a white sorority recently won a high-profile step contest and seems to have stepped into a controversy. We'll hear more about that in a few minutes. But first, do you remember any of your substitute teachers? Do you remember how badly you treated them? You can admit it. So can you imagine wanting to be on the other side of the desk? Well, Rob Hyacin can. He signed up to become a substitute teacher in Maryland's Baltimore County, and he wrote about his first day of school in the latest edition of the Washington Post magazine, which we dig into just about every week for interesting stories about the way we live now. Rob Hyacin is with us now from member station WYPR in Baltimore. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
So I'm going to put the question to you that I just asked the listeners. So do you remember how you treated your substitute teachers?
Not well. Not well at all. I remember them mostly being rather older ladies, and they'd come in, and often we told them that class only lasted 15 to 20 minutes, and they seemed to buy that. And then we'd scurry off and be on our way.
I remember being lectured to quite sternly by our substitute teachers were retired teachers who would be pressed back into service, and what I remember their constant refrain being how much worse than the students they used to teach we were. That was my recollection of that. So having established that, what made you want to sign up for that duty?
Well, I come from a family of teachers and was a journalist for many, many years and still consider myself a journalist. But I left my newspaper a year and a half ago, and I was really looking for Plan B.
Was it kind of like a tryout in a way? You thought if you liked substitute teaching, you might like it full time. Was that the idea?
Absolutely. And I wanted to know how I would feel in front of a class. I mean, as a writer, I like the solitude of working behind a computer by myself, but to be on stage all day long was something that overwhelmed and intimidated me at first. And I wanted to see really if I had the chops to do it, and I had the interest and the passion to do it as well.
One of the things that interested me is when you talked about your first, and I just want to emphasize, you didn't just kind of wander on off the street. There was some sort of a process. You were fingerprinted. There was
orientation.
Orientation.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Uh-huh.
One of the things that got me is you were given a list of pointers for classroom management, and number one on the list was don't smile at first. What's up with that?
That's from my wife, who has been a teacher for many years, and she said, smile a little later maybe, but not at first, because you're trying to establish credibility, especially as a short-term sub, where immediately the kids think they have the day off. And so I certainly didn't joke around at first. I wanted to let them know that it wasn't their day off. And then if that went well, I could sort of smile here and there, but I tried to have some sort of semblance of authority.
But you also admit, and I'm kind of peeping your card here, you said, I haven't been so afraid of high school freshmen since I was a high school freshman.
I was petrified.
Cat's out
of
the bag.
Well, they're scary.
Why were you scared? Come on now.
They're sweaty and hormonal and talkative, and they look like they could eat you at any time, you know? And then you realize, wait a minute, I was that exact same person back then. Again, it's this notion of being on stage.
So it was like performing all day.
All day and having answers to questions all day and looking and acting the part of a grown-up, which I'm not sure I'm really up for that all the time. You know?
Okay, well, I was going to ask you, what was the hardest part and what was the best part?
The hardest part was the first time I walk into a classroom and stand in front of these kids and wondering, what am I going to say that's going to set the tone so they have a productive day, because I'm in someone else's classroom. I take that very seriously. I've been trusted with their classroom, and I'm trusted with spending that hour wisely. And so you really don't have a lot of time to be thinking about how nervous you are. You have to get to work, and you have to figure out what that work is. And the best part is at the end of that class period, knowing that you did your job. I love the feeling of doing a job well, and that's why I've become very interested in teaching.
So was it worth the princely? What did you earn for that?
Short-term subs, about $90 a day.
$90.
And then
bucks.
If you're a long-term sub, you get a little more. And if you go ahead and get certified, you can certainly make a living teaching. But you don't do it for the money, but I never got into writing for the money.
Before I let you go, how do you feel about the term sub? Is it one of those terms that people in the field can't stand, like flack? Or
I don't
okay
use it,
you
and
sub?
I don't.
No,
I don't use it. And there is something about the word it suggests, of course, that you're not the real thing. You're substituting for the real thing. And, you know, in some ways you are, but I never use the word. And I actually find myself correcting students and saying, no, I'm your teacher today. I think that's a more respectful way of treating subs, at least much more respectful than I treated them 30 years ago.
Well, thank you, teacher, for the day.
Well, thank you.
Rob Hyacin is a writer living in Baltimore. His latest piece appears in this week's issue of the Washington Post magazine, if you want to read it in its entirety, and we hope you will. Just go to our website, go to npr.org, click on programs, then on Tell Me More. And Rob Hyacin joined us from member station WYPR. And, you know, the title of the piece, by the way, is, hate to tell you, The Substitute.
Well, all right.
Thank you.
Thank you.